I'm Peter Watts. I'm here with Aileen Dutin from our international trade team. So Aileen, is it fair to say that the regimes governing international trade have tended to focus on physical goods rather than intangibles? And if that's the case, what are the implications for the tech sector?
Thank you, Peter. I think you have to look at it both ways. I think at legislative level and multilateral level, so in Geneva, for instance, at the WTO negotiations, it's true that the wars have been focused more on physical goods because the negotiations have been sort of more traditionally centered around tariffs and lowering import duties, which if you look at tech and transfer of immaterial technology does not really apply. So in that specific aspect of the discussion, I would say yes. But then you look at other areas of the laws that are perhaps sort of, you know, less well known or less debated at the moment, export control, those set of rules have always addressed the transfer of both physical goods but also any associated technology. And that's where the immateriality of the transfer kicks in. So yes, at some specific level, but no, because we have rules that apply that are relevant for the tech sectors that address both the physical transfer of the good, but also any transfer of technology.
So these two different sets of rules, are they evolving? And if so, is that generated by more focus on the importance of tech, or is it a broader geopolitical trend?
So at legislative level, what's very interesting is to see that a number of governments are now trying to address laws and topics that are very relevant to the tech sectors that are impossible to address in the capitals and at national level. So look at what's happening in Geneva, for instance, at WTO level, where we saw in January 2019, so this year, a number of governments saying, well, the tech sectors are facing a number of challenges across the world, data restrictions, data localization requirements, restriction on cross-border transfer of data, those issues, because they are international in a sense, they cannot be addressed by a sole government. So we have to come together and we have to try to address that. So that's what some governments are trying to do in Geneva between themselves. It's going to take so much time that at the same time, what we see is a number of governments going their own way in enforcing their own rules to the tech sector using laws that they don't need really to, you know, sort of engage with other governments on. At national level, what we see is a lot of developments on enforcing export control rules, for instance, in the US to the tech sector to address a geopolitical agenda. And on this specific area of the trends, the national governments and the law themselves are going their own way, if you see what I mean. So what we see is, for instance, the U.S. administration, U.S. government enforcing export control laws unilaterally to the tech sector, U.S. tech companies, without involving any other of their, you know, allies outside of Geneva Circle or the U.S. Traditional diplomacy agenda.
Okay, so to some degree consistent globally, but to some degree national. Would that be a fair description?
Yeah, I think it's a fair description. I think, again, going back to what I was saying earlier, it's a plurality of discussions that are going on. But I think national governments realize that they cannot wait for things to happen multilaterally. So they are also going their own ways in enforcing their laws and also trying to create new laws that will apply within their own jurisdiction.
And the trade aspect is obviously only one aspect of what we've looked at in this report. So to what extent are similar principles that are flowing through some of the other aspects of the report also featuring in the trade agenda?
I think when we read the report, what's very interesting is that enforcement level, the governments are using every powers and every laws that they can to address some of the challenges that the tech sector creates. So, for instance, if you look at what the Commission is doing on competition, you could say, well, you know, the Commission and the EU as a whole using competition rules to enforce and address some of those challenges. Same thing for the trade world. We are using export control laws, import encryption controls, these sort of very technical laws that we have had for many years, but perhaps national governments were not using them so loudly. And now we are rediscovering them and say, well, those laws are actually there and perhaps we can use them to actually address a political agenda, because it's going to take too much time to agree between all of us with new rules for that specific sectors.
Thanks very much, Aileen.
Thank you very much, Peter.